זה איסור. הנה מכתב צורתו הראשון הגיע לבזמנו. I received your first letter on the subject. אבל לבד שהייתי טעות מאוד, חשבתי מתחילה שלא להשיב בעניין זה, כי לא היה רצוני להשיב בכתב, שדעתי שמבין להקל בעל פה למי שנצרק לזה. It's enough to give a verbal opinion to someone who needs it. This is part of my consideration. אבל עתה, שקיבלתי מכתב שני מכל תורתו על זה, והייתה שתיקתי רק מביאה מלוכה, and my silence was just being some confusion, ומאידך כסה, היש חיוב לברר הלכה, אף שהוא לכולה, שידע איך הוא האמת לפי דעתו בגמרא ובדברי רבותינו המחושים והפוסקים. ואף אם הוא נגד דברי גאון אחד, even if this happens to go against the opinion of a particular גאון, הוודאי ניחא להו להגאונים שהדיסו דבריהם ופסקיהם, it certainly should give pleasure to the Gaonim who published, of course the Chatam Sofer never published any of his Tshuvot, they were all published by his heirs after his death. But nevertheless, not all were published, some were censored, but Havadai Nichalu, but none were published in his lifetime. והוודאי ניחלו להגאונים שגיסו דבריהם ופסקיהם שהבאים אחריהם יבחנו אחרי דבריהם. It's the pleasure of the Gaon who has his Tshuvot published that somebody else would check them out. אך אם הם לשם שמיים לידי הדין הבורא כמבואה בהקדמה לתשובת רבי כדי מכתבו לבנו ולשלמה עגל וכן ודאי הוא רצון כל הגאונים שגיסו ספריהם. So therefore, he says that Chatam Sofer will not be angry with me if I refute his arguments on this subject, and then he goes ahead in detail to refute the arguments. We won't go into the actual details of the argument.
So what's his conclusion?
His tshuva is that you don't have to follow Chatam Sofer.
In what respect? In what respect?
You can wear a shetel, you can have some of the hair uncovered, you don't have to keep your hair covered inside the house. All of the very, very stringent chumras that we saw in that tshuva, the Chatam Sofer, he simply rejects. Let's go to my page 63. V'yotzava oshap paruah b'zman hazeh v'ninotenu. About a married woman who goes with her hair uncovered in our community, l'inyan chiyuv gerushin uktuba, uvanicha mikzat medulat l'kriyat shma, and then a completely different question, l'inyan bracha av asiriyal, l'inyan beit hakiseh shebavatim, all of these, he got a whole list of questions from someone who was asking him, and he answers them all. We won't read the whole shuvah. L'dvar isha she'eno ratza l'chasot tza'ara b'zman hazeh, שברותינו הערבים רוב נשים, אף משומרי תורה מזלזלים בזה. אם מחויב לגב שם. The Gemara in Tshuvot says the person should divorce his wife if she goes with her hair uncovered. Some person came to him and said, do I have to divorce my wife, or even more, does so-and-so have to divorce his wife before she goes with her hair uncovered? He says, "Hinei b'zman hazeh she'ein megarshin ba'al kocha ein nogei hazeh lema'aseh." There is no divorce without the woman's consent today, so all of this is irrelevant. So b'shul zeh lo natir legarsha ba'al kocha v'lo lisa isha acheret. We certainly will not allow him to divorce his wife against her will or to marry a second wife for this reason. V'meila ein nogei hazeh gam le'inyan ketubah. And therefore, this doesn't have any relevance to the ketubah. So how yitzkarech habal itein lakol kach ma'od ad shetirza lekabel. Yeah. She can blackmail him. So all of this is irrelevant. Uvuguch hadavah, on the essence of this matter, kevan shebizman hazeh ein lahashiva kutsa bazeh, she can't be considered immodest on this matter. Kevan shaharbeh mezalzalot bazeh, ein lahafsidat ketubata. And even without the matter that she can blackmail him into the acquisition of at least a ketubah, she does not lose a ketubah in this matter. The im yada ha baal mitchilah kishenasa she'ena rotsa lachasot ha'asayah, that he knew at the time of the marriage, when mikomakom nasah v'katav l'ketubah, nevertheless married her and wrote this ketubah, afim hayah zeh bezman sherov anashim hayu machasot sa'aram kedin, nami hayah tzarech liten ketubah, kevin sheyadav v'nitvatzeh, v'nitchayev l'ketubah. If he was aware of her intent at the time of the marriage, certainly he accepted that. The din ha'gemara hu rak kishelo yada shechashav shenitnahek v'chol benot Yisrael ha'kshechot v'lesof lo lasta, o she'achazman kilkala ma'aseh v'zeh v'ein ha'otzut l'shul l'achtav tzara, v'zeh amu she'yotzeh t'lo ketubah. V'zman hazeh, im lo amra lo kodem kidushim she'techaseh sara, lo yachol ya yachol l'smoch al chezkat shashkuta, since most women don't cover their hair, he could not take it as a presumption that she would cover her hair. And then he goes on to decide what kind of bracha you make on cornflakes and various other breakfast cereals, which is not an item of our concern.
That's crazy.
Yeah, what do you make?
I don't know. All right. Here is a tshuva where, under rare circumstances, he gets a little angry at the person who's raising this question. My number 66. Okay, here he gets a little angry. V'inyan peyan nachri, on the issue of whether you're allowed to wear a shape. הנה בעניין פיה נוכרית, שנשאלתי מרעתך הרבנית הכבודה, או תחייה, אשר כבוד הרתו רוצה לידע דעתי בזה. The Rebetzin asked the Moshe whether she's allowed to go out wearing a shape. הנכון אני ידעתי, אך שאיק אמן דחושש לעשור פיה נוכרית, משמר עתיים, even though there are some who want to prohibit this Maradayan had really nothing to do with this. Mikomakom rov rabotenu, gam me'elu shesomchim mikrei ha'ora aleihem atirim, v'hem ha'ramah, v'ashuf, v'simin shingim, v'darki Moshe, v'amogin avram, v'amogin avram, v'hem mashma gam me'hagrosh, v'sover ken, shelo asur b'zeh mishum Maradayan. V'mikak moshemukhach, מהגמרא פרק במאישה שאם ארגל יוצא בפי הנחרית דווקא מופיסו לא ישר כלומר דעל שרות סכנו לילדו נחש פלחניס פרדלי זנו ואיר לשתי הדיבורים on this question ותם פשוט כאילו שלא מצינו בגמרא שאסור אין לנו ילך למקום התחרים שאסור משום מהרמיים and now he goes on to say let's read a little better דהם לכם ולכן נאמר יסור מהרתיים בייחוד בכל דבר שאסור ופי הנחרית ודאי האין למלך There's no issur mar, right? Chada de enza issur lav, el issur asay, al ha'isha liyot snua v'la chasot rosha, ve'ein l'melech ma she'asku b'shabrat, v'od de issur elavin, v'od mishum she'rov ha'pamim, nikar she'asarot hem mipei anachir. Most of the time, you can tell whether the woman is wearing a shape or not. V'achim einu nakol anashim she'ein nesfakrim kol kach b'nashim, even men who don't normally, not accustomed to looking so much at women. Actually, akiru mikamakan l'mashim v'aday nikavu b'daruba v'afkula mikol. But most women will know whether or not this woman is wearing a shape. Ulachem b'shvil mashin is damein l'chamim l'chot shelo nikar lo asur. Ukein ra'ayal lazeh mihashem utalit galeh hazakan v'misparayim kein tal. The fact that you're allowed to use an electric shaver. V'lo asur mishum marat ha'ayim. And they didn't prohibit this because of Marat Ayin. Ach shesham hu miyisur ha-labim, v'gam hem chamesh labim, alma d'lo b'chol davar asru. V'olay hu nami nishom, d'v'rov ha-pamim, nikar la-argilim l'tlageach she'eno giluach b'ta'ar. Lo asru b'shul pamim rokim shelo nikar. V'ach she'em mitzvim, gam inashim she'em matkalkim, she'em im matirim l'kach, mikol mokon, כיוון שהיה מתקלחים, היה ניכר, כבר היה כזה... כבר הוא כי ידוע זה לכל בחבריך החברית לבי ידוע דכל שפלוני מתגלח מספיים ושם במדומה ולא בטל. ואם כן, כל שכן באישה, שעיקר היא נמצאת בין הנשים, ש... שהן מכירות שהיא קיימת, ברית שאין לעשות בשביל שיתעו אנשים שאינם מכירים, וזה נחשב כידוע גם להם. ואף אם היא אישה שמלאכתה בין אנשים, נמי, כיוון שעל כל פנים נקרא לנשים, אין לעשות. וממילא אין לעשות גם כשלא נקרא פעמים, אף אם יוזם מייסורי לבים, וכל שכן שהוא רק מייסורי יעשה, שאפשר שלך על כל איסור מרתיים בזה. First of all, he's saying, ignore the problem of Marathayim. It doesn't apply. Now he gives a very amusing argument. V'yesh o'r ta'am gadol b'meh sh'lo asu l'peyam achri. V'keivan v'yadu al akol, sh'yesh l'bosh peyam achri, sh'tehye nedmeh kesaret isha atzma, ein l'eso, d'mehecha techa yachshidu ha'rolim merachol. V'elu sh'ein mespaknu kapanashim sh'asar nirashu misarot al isha atzma, כיוון שהיא מוחזקת לאישה כשרה, ויודעים שמקרוב ועדיין מכירים שאין צרותיה, those people who see her from a distance will presume, since she's a religious woman, that she's certainly wearing a shape. והוא רואים אותה בקרוב ומסתכלים, הרי ברוב פעמים יכירו שהיא פעמנה נוכיח. ואין לומר שבדינתנו זו, בזמן הזה שנתפרצה, שרוב הנשים ברותינו רבים אין מחסות ונרושן, שלכן יראו גם עליה שהיא מהפוצות בזה, since most women don't cover their hair even with a shavel, they would know that she is one of these. Shalakein af shelo asu abanan anan yesh leesor. Chada da anan ein machshim machadshim isu ma shelo asu mitkila gudmarat agronim. Vaha, va'od, ha, I efshar lachush yetze kilkul mizem. It's impossible that someone will derive the wrong lesson. Dela mahakirin ota, those who know her, lo yeshum chshad, kevan shiyodu shehi ishak shera. They know that she is a religious woman and therefore is wearing a shape. Well, those who don't recognize her, that she's one of the immodest women, they won't. There's so many. Just be added to the large crowd of women who don't cover their hairs. Well, Shanami, that's the same reason why they didn't prohibit wearing, shaving with an electric razor or with a paste. Kevan shiyadua shefshal galeach ke'en tar v'davah mutar, lo yachshadu. If they see a religious man who looks shaved, they won't suspect that he's using a razor. V'afshinet paretz bavonotenu harabim, shaharei megalchim v'tar, even though unfortunately it is a custom that many use a razor, v'komoken ein le'esorata ma shelo asu mitkila, וגם המכירים אותו לא יהיה שום חשד כיוון שהוא בחזקת כשרות. Since he is presumed to be a religious man, they won't suspect him of shaving, but they would assume that he uses an electric razor. אבל האם מכירים לא יצא מזה שום קלקול, and if somebody doesn't recognize him, בזה שיחשבו עליו שגם הוא מהעבריינים יותר ממה שנמצאים שאר העבריינים. No, you don't know what he's leading up to here. This is a man who wanted to force his wife to wear a head covering, not a shape. He wanted to be machber on his wife. And obviously this guy was walking around clean shaved.
So the verse is
going to so he's saying...
the same thing as the woman previously said,
so
you shake hands while...
No, he's saying much worse. He's saying, if you're worried about Marasayim, you should be worried about the same Maraswan that you're going around clean shaved. So don't bring me an argument. V'lachein l'dina ein tzov tzorto yochol l'mchot b'yad ishto harabamit ha'chashuva b'lilvosh peyanachri. You cannot prevent your wife from, you can't take on the Hungarian chumot and prevent your wife from wearing a shape. She'achim krodorto rotzeh l'achmir ein yochol l'atil chumotah v'alev. You cannot impose your chum. If you want to be machmir, you cannot impose your chumrot on her. Shazal rakt inshallah. It's her commandment to cover her hair. It's none of your business. V'kevan shehi osak kedim, shehu karol haposkim, v'shegam nirekim otam, eino yachol hachmir aleh, emlo techaseh klal hapeyah anachim. You cannot make her force her to be more machmir.
Okay,
And if you're one of these people who, in fact, does shave with an electric razor, or below choshar atzmol amalatayin, shirak mitam shebirati, badai lo shayach lach shiachmir aleha bepeyon afrit, shayim kesoter, hanarat atzmo, shayotam atamika beza odom. Kol shekin kedibati, yibidio mashachar. He said, don't come to me and be machmir on your wife when you go around with an electric chair. Okay? And one more. This is a sort of a... this is a various things about related to setting up a mikvah. In the next to the last paragraph on page 68, Ha'isha shemumuna l'hashkia chala tefila, the woman who's in charge of supervising the tefila, צריכה לדע מה להשקיח שהחיפה תהיה בתול ולא יהיו חציצות ולראות שכל הגוף עשרות יהיו במים וגם שתהיה בסדר פנים יפות לכל הנשים. She should be a woman who's pleasant to all of the women להמשיכם לקיים מצוות מידה ותפילה ותהיה מוחזקת לנאמנת ויראת השם יתברך ואף אם לא נמצא אלא מי שאינה מחסה שערותיה מצד שהרבה הנשים מזלזלות אמונת הרבים יש לה מנותה אם מוחזקת שהיא זהירה ביסור נידה ובתפילה פדין, ולא נעשה תפילה ובישראל. זאת אומרת, גם שיש לך שירה של יצאת פרצה. So, he's saying it's most important if you get a woman who knows the laws and who's a pleasant personality, and don't worry whether or not she does or does not cover her ear. Okay. We will read one more tshuva, this time from Obadiah Yosef, in his more liberal days, on this issue.
I assume
last week you discussed the origin of when the woman was stoned. Oh, now this is a case in which, this is a complicated divorce case, if you don't want to know all the details about, but one of the arguments that the husband was making was that this woman, his wife, was not covering her hair. And you have to understand that this is in the Sephardic community, where not all of the mitzvot were actually kept, but some were selectively kept. If I wasn't afraid of my teachers, I tried to keep my silence on this matter, but I was unable to do so. I have fire burning in my heart and I'm unable to be silent on this matter. But Torah I meant to be. Ruhi Masha Katava Maran Habit Yosef and Ezra Ki Arash Shura Haida or God Rafi did Aimla Tubahenu with Avar Shahi Mashila Tok. You don't have enough to Mahdi and the Yosef. We don't have to be Tokela Hogam or Haina Derek and with Ayamit to show on this one up. Aval in my Tau, Derek the Shara Vero. You don't see he at Smachla Davar Yisur, don't have seen the Tubata. ודת יהודית משום חציפותה ומשום חשפנותו ומחסידת כמה שלא. ומבואר שכל טעם של עוברת על דת יהודית משום חשש זינות. וכן כתב בפסקי הרש משום חשפנותו ומחסידה עם שם. וכן כתב עוד הרש בפסקיו ועוברת על דת משלצו של מחסידה ותורה. No, he's saying that this she's immodest and therefore she may not be faithful. Suspicion of unfaithfulness.
Yeah, so that's more than just
that. No, but she, there's no evidence of it. It's just a suspicion. And the Atal Yesh Makom Lomar, the Dafka Bedarot HaKodmin Bayinam, only in the earlier generations, Sherog to call Hanashim Tznuot Lerusha Behem, for HaPoretzat Gedar Tznuot, for Overat Alba, Reya Chazkata, a woman who dressed much more immodestly than what was normally the normal average dress, then maybe she is suspected of misbehavior. Kinefesh yikara yitzub no tenet makom lachshav shol tzunot shapir tza korek leganav. Avol bezman hazeh, that in modern times, shedoshu rabim bevushim ugermin ke'ela, when everybody wears modern clothes, lishmor olchot paris, to follow the fashions of Paris, you can't say that all women who dress in Parisian costumes are suspected of infidelity, sharei einan osot kein elam hitoch shiga. They only do this because that's the custom. V'lo nechshedu al dvarim chamorim sheozenut v'mo'ol ba'al v'baleihem. V'harei ledavon libenu, yodim mikrim rabim shekama banot, למרות רצונן, לבשות בגדי צניעות, לבשות מחברותיהם, לבעל יתנו אותם ללעג ולכעס. So that girls who wear strictly modest clothes are teased and put to shame. ונתקיים בעוונותינו רבים מה שכתוב בסנהדרין, ושם מרע משתולל, כל מי שישא מרע משתולל על הבריות אין שם. אם כן, ועדי, בוודאי שאין לחוש בחיוצא בזה לחשת זאת. מכל מקום, אין בידינו לעקור חס ושלום אפילו משנת הקרן החזל, שאף פי שאפשר שבטל אותם לא בטלה גזירה, ואם אמרו עבור עדה תצג לא כתיבה, גם מה שעצם עניין היא עוברת עד יום מדי ישראל. לא כתבתי זאת אלו לסניפי על, he has a little regrets about what he just said, וגם נחכמין להתיר למטפחי השלום בין זוגות כאלה, שהאישה הולכת בראש פרוע וזאת פרועות, להיכנס לעובי הקורא להשלים אליהם. Also, you can rely on this to try to make peace between a husband and wife where the woman dresses with bare arms or on modest head. וגדול השלום שאפילו שם שנכתב בקדושה נמחל המים כדי להטיל שלום בין איש ואשתו. וגם נראה שיועיל זה במקום הצורך לאיש ירא שמיים או בעל תשובה שאשתו הלך בבדי פריצות בראש ברוע ואין לו שמה ושום אופן לתוך הכתוב. וקשים לו מאוד הגירושים בפרט כשיש להם בנים ובנות שיכול לסמוך אתם ענה להטיל לו לקיימו ואף הפוסקים שתתנו לעבוד על יום יצא לחצה, etc. אפשר שבזמן הזה הם יודו להקל מפעמונה. So at any event, he also follows basically with some hesitation the position established by Moshe Feinstein and others that nowadays this is an unenforceable law and it doesn't indicate anything, and to the contrary, if a girl who goes around with long sleeves and skirts and keeps too modestly dressed as teased and put to shame by her friends, and therefore you shouldn't enforce it. Now, why there has been a trend in the reverse direction, the machmir and the covering of hair, is an interesting sociological question, for which I'm not particularly the expert. As you say, your mother-in-law did not cover her hair. The rabbits didn't cover her hair, my grandmother didn't cover her hair, my
your
mother,
wife doesn't
your
cover
wife,
her
my
hair.
Wife doesn't cover her hair.
So, that's
and yet our daughters cover their hair.
And the issue is quite complicated. It may not be restricted to issues of Jewish religion. After all, we see we saw what's happening in Muslim countries when there's been a trend to revert to it may have to do with subjugation of women, it may have to do with the issue of return to the text, and therefore since this is what it says, this.
Or an
idealization of behavior that existed prior to World War II that never existed. And
or reaction against modern culture.
My friend Professor Sabra just came back from Kuwait, you know, he's PhD advisor, and he went there to publish his book on optics in Arabic, it was written in Arabic, and he said that when he was at the University of Kuwait 6 or 7 years ago, they had men and women in the same classes, and they were sitting together, and it was mixed instruction, and then this time he said that, first of all, in those classes in which women and men are together, they sit completely separately in a large gap between them in seating arrangements, and the faculty is pressing to be sure that girls and men don't attend the same classes, or maybe even not the same universities.
But at least they're allowing the women to attend
class.
So far.
And this is not the view of, and this is not the position of the ruling family. To the contrary, we know the finance minister. They're all the part of the same family, Al Saba. But whether women were educated. And, so this is coming from within the university itself, where the faculty is insisting on a subjugation of women and so on. So I will refrain from passing, you may have some thoughts, Jonathan, but I will refrain from making any sociological statement as to why there has been a switchback. Okay?
What would be your prediction on the future of the pizza over the next century?
I have no prediction. If you even asked me about over the next 10 years, I would have no prediction.
You want to have hope?
I don't.
Things gonna go up or
things
gonna go down?
Market will
fluctuate. I don't know. I have no prediction as to what will happen.
One of the sources
that
they talk about from the shaping there,
what kind
of that appeal?
I don't know. I mean, certainly
if
that was
maybe with the shape. I mean, it's difficult to wear oblate on top of the whole thing. So,
you know, even in the theater, well, theater, you wear tight stuff, the hair very close to the head, so next step is shaving off. Yeah, I don't know. But it probably also stems ultimately from the Zohar and from the fear of magical, negative magical properties of women's hair. All right, then next week there's no shiur. And next week is Purim, right? And we're going to be away that whole...
You're not going to be here for Purim?
I'm not going to be. I'll be here for Megillah reading
Monday
night from the Yitzhak Shem, and Monday morning. I'm sure I can find one.
Tuesday morning.
But we're leaving Tuesday, right after my classes, on Tuesday morning. We're going to be out of town for the whole week. So don't deposit any schlock to note that the group will be because there won't be anyone here. We will be away from Tuesday morning.
I have to make sure
that's
for a week or
8. Yeah, all right. That's a point. Okay.